Hello, my name is Floyd Maxwell, justthinkit.com. This video is a continuation of the Consequences series, Consequences of a Spring and Loop Theory Gravity. Spring and Loop Theory Refresher. From COSALT 1, The Speed of Light, Spring and Loop Theory says that the entire universe is filled with ultra-high energy springs, and that mass is a special form of that energy, one that is stabilized into an enclosed loop. The vibrations of atoms are what happens when these ultra-high energy springs become bound to lower energy loops. A rambunctious child holding on to a calm parental hand. The four forces are all unified in this model. Strong force is that basic spring loop bond. The weak force is that strong bond letting go, causing the spring to thrash around violently until it recombines in some way. The electromagnetic force is the basic spring-spring interaction, propagating every possible type of particle and exchange. Gravity, the subtle yet pervasive child of the other three forces, is the effect on the universal matrix of springs when a loop is introduced. Clamping part of a fishnet creates a small effect felt everywhere in that net. In COSALT 2, Black Holes, COSALT used this better theory of loop-spring interaction to show that when there are enough loops, light bumps can completely stop. From COSALT 3, Einstein's equation, we observe that the COSALT kitchen has just three ingredients: E, energy, i.e. springs, M, mass, i.e. loops, and C, the speed of light, i.e. spring bump speed. And we left it as an exercise for the reader to create their own E equals MC squared kick. COSALT 4, the ether, we point out that the future of physics requires the ether. We need it, and Newton knew it. From the 16th until the late 19th century, gravitational phenomena had also been modeled utilizing an ether. The most well-known formulation is Lesage's theory of gravitation, although other models were proposed by Isaac Newton, Bernard Riemann, and Lord Kelvin. None of those concepts is considered to be viable by the scientific community today, Wikipedia. Physics needs a working explanation of gravity as well. Chewing our own cud. Spring and loop theory has already said what gravity is, explaining it in the original paper. More can and should be said, both in detail and in new areas, but to increase the receptivity in the target market, we need to examine the present theory of gravity. The best way to do this is to critique it. With apologies to Edward de Vere, I come here to bury our current theories of gravity, not to praise them. The Wikipedia gravitation page is 6,000 words long. The Wikipedia law of gravity page is also 6,000 words, because it's the same. There is near total duplication. Why? I can see a Wikipedia page on war and one on the law of war, both being the same, because war is just war. It doesn't appear to follow any law, or not any law that we could call good, just, fair, positive, or helpful. Similarly, since we don't understand gravity, whether we are talking about gravity in general or the law of gravity, we are saying the same thing. This is all we've got so far. Bowling, anyone? Our understanding of gravity is non-existent. Our best model of gravity, the bowling ball on a rubber mat, is hopelessly flawed. We know this, we admit it, and yet we use it constantly. Yes, but how accurately do we err? Many areas of physics are super accurately understood, to the point where all that is left is to try to increase the number of decimals in the answer. The winner so far is the Rydberg constant, which is known to 11 or so significant figures. The silver medalist might be the speed of light, since we have defined it to 8 or so significant figures. Planck's constant is also known to 8 or 9 digits, as is the vacuum permittivity. Just don't ask me what that last one is. Gravity is known to just 5 decimals, 9.80665 meters per second squared, and this figure applies only at a very precise spot on Earth. Stopped clocks being right twice a day comes to mind. Playing with a 39-card deck. There are 13 cards per suit, 4 suits per deck, for a total of 52 cards. Good luck winning in solitaire when one of the aces is buried. The Wikipedia gravity page comes clean when it lists 6 observations that are not adequately accounted for. We cover each of the 6 problems next. Gravity problem number 1. Extra fast stars. Stars and galaxies follow a distribution of velocities where stars on the outskirts are moving faster, line B in the graph, than they should be, line A, according to the observed distributions of normal matter. Galaxies with galaxy clusters show a similar pattern. Dark matter, which would interact gravitationally but not electromagnetically, would account for the discrepancy. Various modifications to Newtonian dynamics have also been proposed. So So basically, once you get to a certain point, the velocities of stars are constant, to simplify. And that's what's measured, but not predicted. The observed difference from theory is nearly total. We say speed should drop off with distance, as they do in our solar system, and instead they say the same. Stars are kicking sand in gravity's face. So we fight back with, it's dark matter. The playground equivalent of saying, I know you are, but what am I? At least some admit that dark matter is just a fancy word for our ignorance. Spring and loop theory says that stars rotating around a galaxy's black hole can behave differently than planets in our solar system revolving around our sun, without breaking any part of spring and loop theory. That there are obviously different forces dominating at different scales. No big deal, let's investigate it and figure it all out. More specifically, spring and loop theory imagines that space expansion, i.e. springs pushing against springs, is a more dominant force than gravity, i.e. space contraction due to spring-loop interaction, at the galactic scale. And spring and loop theory is fine with that. Gravity problem number two, gravity assist. Various spacecraft have experienced greater acceleration than expected during gravity assist maneuvers. So at the planetary scale, the current theory of gravity underestimates the attractive forces involved. Gravity problem number three, accelerating expansion. The metric expansion of space seems to be speeding up. Dark energy has been proposed to explain this. A recent alternative explanation is that the geometry of space is not homogeneous due to the clusters of galaxies, and that when the data are reinterpreted to take this into account, the expansion is not speeding up after all. However, this conclusion is disputed. The dark energy problem illustrates once again what the current theory of gravitation does not encompass. In trying to explain this particular problem, it is theorized that space is not homogeneous. Yet cosmic microwave background measurements indicate that space is extraordinarily homogeneous, to better than one part in 100,000. Why do we propose things that are obviously wrong? Spring and loop theory has no problem at all with the accelerating expansion, saying it has been this way all along. Gravity problem number four. Anomalous increase of the astronomical unit. Recent measurements indicate that planetary orbits are widening faster than if this were solely through the sun losing mass by radiating energy. So now at the planetary scale, gravity is overestimating the attractive forces involved. This is 21st century physics in a nutshell. The current gravity equations are wrong in different ways depending on the problem they are trying to solve. Spring and loop theory presents an alternative theory of gravity, in the sense that spring and loop theory actually has a theory of how gravity works. It is at the preliminary stage of being a model. It will need to be embraced, expanded upon, and extensively simulated before it will produce the kind of hard numbers that scientists are most influenced by. But why should we continue with this current nonsense? Gravity problem 5, extra energetic photons. Photons traveling through galaxy clusters should gain energy and then lose it again on the way up. The accelerating expansion of the universe should stop the photons returning all the energy, but even taking this into account, photons from the cosmic microwave background radiation gain twice as much energy as expected. This may indicate that gravity falls off faster than inverse squared at certain distance scales. The inverse squared aspect of our current theory of gravity is based on what exactly? Simplification at best. Oh sure, I understand what each term in F equals M1 M2 over R squared means, but what makes us think that this represents reality? Quote, the astronomical predictions of Ptolemy's geocentric model were used to prepare astrological charts for over 1500 years. Wikipedia. Spring and loop theory says 325 years is enough. F equals M1 M2 over R squared no longer works reliably. The clamping part of a fishnet analogy of spring and loop theory shows that we aren't just dealing with a simple plug-in-some-numbers situation. The known universe is composed of about 10 to the 154 Planck scale things. That's 1 followed by 154 zeros. All of these things work together. How many different things act on a given chunk of the universal matrix, i.e. the fishnet, and what sort of edge effects occur when springs clamp onto a loop? Even with a good working model, we are a long way from being able to simulate things within our own solar system, let alone the Milky Way galaxy. Going back in time to the Big Bang, or wondering if there are 10 to the 500 possible universes, are things we cannot possibly work on until we at least use a better theory of gravity. We have spoiled ourselves with neat and tidy formulas that fail again and again in spectacular ways. We need to try more intuitive models that become progressively closer to the real world. Unless we truly have no shame. Gravity problem number 6, extra-massive hydrogen clouds. The spectral lines of the Lyman Alpha Forest suggest that hydrogen clouds are more clumped together at certain scales than expected, and, like dark flow, may indicate that gravity falls off slower than the inverse squared at certain distance scales. The fact that anomalies 5 and 6 create opposite problems gives some idea of how flawed our gravity theories are. Even more alarming is the way dark flow is tossed in there, given that it is about as speculative as the speculative field of physics gets. Final score? Honestly, I'm shocked Wikipedia only lists 6 problems on the gravity page. I can certainly think of others. Searching for the first gravity hit on the list of unsolved problems in physics, my favorite Wikipedia page, produces this. Why does the predicted mass of the quantum vacuum have little effect on the expansion of the universe? To which spring and loop theory would reply that the quantum vacuum has little effect because it has zero mass. By the definition of spring and loop theory, the quantum vacuum is nothing but springs that are massless. So they're stuck on the wrong problem from spring and loop theory's point of view. Their theory is the problem, not the observed discrepancies. Higgs. Then there is the Higgs. The miserable Higgs. Check out this page, especially the answer to the question, in the simplest, easiest, most rudimentary terms, what is the Higgs boson? It is a truly hopeless theory, except that it makes the inflation theory look even worse, and for that I thank it. Mom, have you seen my gravity waves? Pop quiz. What is the most pointless activity in physics? Right, searching for gravity waves. Yes, there can be a gravity wave. But how are you going to detect a wave created by the weakest force? That would be like going to an NFL football game and then trying to hear the heartbeat of a player from your seat. Also, gravitons, i.e. loops, do not mass appear or mass disappear very often. So, that game you need to go to is only played once every 100 years. And on finding it, what have you found? What understanding of gravity have you gained? Yes, that player does have a heartbeat, by golly. 10 particles? Gravity. Gravity? 10 particles. This page details the 10 theoretical particles that could explain everything. It mentions gravity 18 times. How about, instead of trying to explain everything with 10 miraculous particles, we just try to explain, i.e. model, gravity? Can we settle for that for now? Loop quantum gravity. As mentioned in the last co-salt, loop quantum gravity seemed to hold some promise of describing gravity, at least going by the name of the theory, but it fails both in scope and model accuracy. Another card analogy, please. Let's card analogize the four forces. The strong force? It's the ace of spades, the most powerful card of the most powerful suit. The weak force? The two of clubs, the weakest card of the weakest suit. The electromagnetic force? How about the six of diamonds? The electromagnetic force is the lifeblood of the four forces. Carbon is the lifeblood of chemistry, and it has an atomic number of 6. Gravity, the queen of hearts. Gravity is exactly like love. Queen of hearts is the most loving card of the most loving suit. And now for that gravity quote. Gravitation is not responsible for two people falling in love, Albert Einstein. Einstein spent 30 years trying to figure out what gravity was, and never got it. Interesting that he never got what love was either. He was a womanizer, unfaithful in marriage, and he abandoned his first child. Spring and loop theory says gravitation is exactly like people falling in love, and that this messed up world is exactly like the state of physics today. One more analogy for the road? The strong force is our selfishness. We spend billions on useless physics experiments because what we really want is a house and a nice car. The weak force, present when things break apart, is the force of war. Pity they never called it the unenlightened force instead. The electromagnetic force is the myriad means we use to communicate. TV, radio, internet, voice, eye contact, smoke signals, and innuendo. Used primarily to passively watch as our world falls apart. All because we don't understand the fourth force, love. A force that brings us together. But only weakly compared to the selfish, destructive, and ambivalent other three forces. And now for something... Okay, now for something more revolutionary. Conventionally, we talk about electrons orbiting a nucleus, and we explain this with electromagnetic attraction. Check out either of these two webpages for a good non-explanation laugh. Summary, we can't know where the electron is. Boy, wouldn't that save a lot of teenage car accidents if we could just say that we don't know where our teenagers are? How does Kosalt explain it? Consequences of a spring and loop theory, number 4, gravity, says that gravity is involved in the electron-nucleus interaction. Kosalt G says that electrons, having mass, are small, perhaps the smallest, spring loop system, and that the atomic nucleus is at the other extreme, one of the largest spring loop systems. Then, using the same theory that has been applied at larger scales, Kosalt says that electron spring loop systems attract nucleus spring loop systems by contracting spring space. And really, it must be the other way around, i.e. the nucleus does the major space bending portion. So that, not positive attracts negative, is how electrons are attracted to a nucleus. But what keeps them from hitting the nucleus? Wait, so we can all get along? Prior to quantum theory, it was explained that electrons don't collide with the nucleus because opposite charges repel. We charge you with burglary. I charge you with gifting. Can I go now? Kosalt G says that collisions do not occur because each spring loop system is saturated. Think of each like a ball of duct tape that's been used as a soccer ball for a week. It ain't got no stickum left in it. The two spring loop systems still attract each other by contracting spring space, but do not stay together because there isn't too much fluff, i.e. springs, stuck to them, to the point where they have no sticky left. In fact, this is the most powerfully repellent fluff in the universe. Hence the reason that the electron nuclear repulsion goes toward infinite strength as the two get closer and closer together. One with everything. Kosalt finds unification of the four forces in the nucleus, just as it does in a black hole. Spring and loop theory works from the smallest to the largest scales, thanks to a working theory of gravity. We will return to Big G, the least understood of all physics subjects, in the future. Love on.